Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, leave it to Frank Mealy. Frank Mealy with the Heartland Diary USA blog. He has got quite the write-up as we head into Election Day here in Montana. What a write-up. How the Democrats and the media finally went too far. We'll talk about that and much more. But first, this is incredible. We've got Donald Trump Jr. with us live on the phone lines right now. Mr. Trump, an honor to have you back here on Montana Talks. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you. I'm trying to figure out who is more phony, Kamala Harris or John Tester, because John Tester tries to pretend that he's one of your dad's biggest supporters when it's an election year.
Yeah, as everyone knows, I like my time in Montana. I spend a lot of my free time there. I have a lot of friends there. And when I'm in town, I see these ads like John Tester, basically in a MAGA hat. But he's like 99% voting record with Joe Biden, just so we're clear. So he's one of these people that if Kamala Harris wins or if Donald Trump wins, he's going to vote with the Democrats. He's going to stop my father's agenda. So everyone in Montana has to not just vote for Donald Trump, but they have to also vote for Tim Sheehy in the Senate. We need people who will support that agenda, not people who are going to stymie it. John Tester votes with the Democrats 99% of the time. He's the number one in all of Congress, which is hard to believe. Number one in all of Congress of special interest dollar recipients from, you know, the lobbyists in Washington, D.C. He is not the guy he pretends to be. Maybe he was one day when he started long time ago, but he has become the epitome of the swamp. And Chuck Schumer and the radical leftist Democrats are flooding money into Montana to try to get you to think that he's a moderate. Remember, he votes with the Democrats and Joe Biden and the Kamala Harris regime 99% of the time. Everyone has to vote tomorrow. They have to drag their friends to the polls. They have to vote for my father, and they have to vote straight ticket Republican, because the Democrats' plan is to just have these guys out there stopping my father from doing what needs to be done. Everyone's lived under this nonsense for 4 years. We have a choice, and it's tomorrow. We can save Western civilization, or we can go down the path towards World War III. We can go from cheap groceries, we can have cheap groceries, or we can have World War III. It's not that hard, but when you see the money that's flooding into Montana for Democrats to try to preserve their communist agenda, it's absolutely disgusting. Do not fall for the lies. Do not fall for the psyops. If everyone gets out there and votes for my father, if they vote for Tim Sheehy, if they vote that Republican ticket, we can fix this nonsense once and for all. But we're not going to do it just electing my father and splitting that ticket. That's what the Democrats are hoping for. There's a reason they're doing that in all of these Democrat races. They see what's happening, so they're trying to preserve the Senate so they can stop my father from doing what he needs to do. So get out there, guys. Make sure you vote for my father. Make sure you're voting for Tim Sheehy. Make sure you're voting for all the Republicans on the ticket. School boards, Congress, all of it. We need everyone fighting for that same America First agenda, and we cannot take anything for granted. Just get out there, vote, stay in line. You gotta act like you're the third monkey in line for the ARC right now, and it's starting to rain.
That's right. Hold that thought. Quick break here on Montana Talks. I'll keep the chat going.
America. U.S. officials say the fact that North Korean troops have been sent to assist Russia in that country's fight against Ukraine further accentuates the need for reliable alliances. During a news conference Thursday following meetings with South Korean officials, Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke about the issue.
What we're also seeing underscores the indivisibility of security between the Indo-Pacific and Euro-Atlantic theaters.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is expanding its cooperative efforts with South Korea.
And we're increasing the regular deployments of U.S. strategic assets on the Korean Peninsula.
Austin adding that the action by the Russians and North Koreans poses a threat to everyone, not just the Ukrainians, because
a permanent member of the U.N. Security Council is violating Security Council resolutions that it agreed to.
Kim Uretsky, Fox News.
Democracy 24.
Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Democrat Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks are vying to fill retiring Democratic Senator Ben Cardin's seat. Both candidates have raised and spent record-breaking sums. A historically unlikely win in Maryland by Hogan would essentially ensure a GOP Senate flip. The former governor has been a critic of former President Trump and feels he can attract voters from across the spectrum.
I've got to convince Republicans to stick with me because I'm, and convince independents and Democrats that I'm not going to be just a rubber stamp Republican, that I've always stood up to do whatever I think is right for all the people of our state.
Also, Brooks maintains that she and voters don't buy it.
No matter what he says about how independent and a maverick, he's no maverick, trust me. He's a company man all day long, and he will go hook, line, and sinker with Mitch McConnell, Ted Cruz, and all of those folks.
In Montgomery County, Alexandria Hoff, Fox News.
Hey, with
this is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we are back to it here with Donald Trump Jr. And Mr. Trump, you tell us when you have to run. We greatly appreciate this surprise last-minute phone call here this morning. I did record about two more minutes with him during that break that I'll share next hour for you. Donald Trump Jr., though, tell us, all the polls are suggesting that the battleground Senate seats are all shifting in the right direction, and it's because of the strength of your father, Donald J. Trump, and also just incredible work by our own Senator Steve Daines as chairman of the NRSC. But we don't know what's going to happen on election night, but what we do know is that if we just win Montana, that alone will pull it off. What do you think? How strong do you think these Republican Senate candidates are doing across the country? Because it's no doubt things are tightening here in Montana with these last-minute desperate attacks and the fake news media all flooding in against the Republicans.
Yeah, no, the trends are all great. The reality is this: if everyone shows up, if they bring their friends, if they don't fall for the psyops that the Democrats are pulling, don't forget, you know, they're going to outspend Tim Sheehy 3-4, 5-1 in Montana. Chuck Schumer is going to put a couple $100 million there to get you to think that John Tester is a moderate when his entire record has literally been against my father. Whether it was impeachment, whether it was voting with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, 99% of the time, all of those Senate races are trending in the right direction. And we need to win those Senate races, right? We can't have a 51% majority in the Senate because you have guys like Mitt Romney. You have other Republicans that are just so weak. We need 54, 55 seats to be able to even have an effective majority that will allow my father's agenda to go through. Okay, we understand how that works. It's not like the Democrats where they just get in line. We have so many people that are weak Republicans in the Senate. That's why I want strong senators like Tim Sheehy. Steve Daines, your other great senator, is a great guy. He's a good friend of mine. I've worked with him intimately. He's worked so hard on these races. All of those Senate races are starting to move that way. And that's because, you know, despite, again, being outspent so much, despite the $1 trillion of big tech funding against us, despite the $1 trillion mainstream media complex working against us, Americans get it because they see it every day. They see it when they go to the grocery stores. They see it when they turn on the news and there's wars breaking out all over the world and our enemies are invading because America right now is weak. Kamala Harris is going to be more of the same. We know that because she said it in her own words that she would not do anything different. So if you think you're better off now than you were 4 years ago, fine. But I don't think anyone sees that, certainly not the intelligent people of Montana. But again, it's hard to overcome that insanity. There's so many people struggling to get by that maybe they're listening to CNN in the background for 2 minutes a day. Make sure you speak to your friends. Make sure you speak to your loved ones. If you early voted, drag them to the polls. Just turn up. If you show up and you bring your friends and we vote, we win. We win the Senate too. If we do that, we can effectuate real change. Make sure you're doing it for the House. Make sure you're doing it for your school board so we can stop the indoctrination of these, you know, of our children by these insane liberal policies. But we can't do it by ourselves. Everyone just has to show up. So whatever you would do on November 6th, if you woke up and Kamala Harris was president-elect, do it for the next 36 hours. Do it until the polls close. Take that time. Get in line. Stay in line. If you see games being played, video it. Capture these guys. Don't let them steal it. make it too big to rig. Again, we can't do it alone. Everyone just has to show up. And if they do, we win. And we can end this thing decisively tomorrow night and not let them drag it out so they can play their games. But everyone has to take part. Everyone has to do everything in their power. It's only 36 hours. It's not a lot to ask to save Western civilization and the future of our country.
Donald Trump Jr., we got 2 minutes before our next break. You tell us if you have to run, but Tim Sheehy has been massively outspent. John Tester, $175 million in these BS attack ads here, but your dad's been outspent. How has your dad, pulled it off despite being massively outspent, the fake news media, and how do you think Tim Sheehy pulls it off here in the next, 36 hours?
Tim Sheehy pulls it off if everyone shows up. I mean, you see what they do. The reality is this. The Democrats went so far. They've embraced the never-ending wars. They're taking your money and spending it in Ukraine rather than, like, I'm in North Carolina right now. I've been in Batcave, North Carolina, some of the areas that have been hardest hit by the hurricane. You know, and when you're an American, you lost a loved one. You lost your home. You lost a business. And the federal government says they have no money for you because they were using it to house illegals in luxury hotels in New York. You know, they gave them a $750 loan after you lose your home. But overnight, guys like John Tester can pass a resolution to send another $500 million to Ukraine on top of the literally $250 billion they've already sent there. For what? To perpetuate death? No one's articulated what victory even looks like. They can find whatever money they need for the war machine that is D.C., the swamp that is funding John Tester, the people that have made him the number one recipient of lobbyist dollars and special interest dollars in all of D.C. Think about that. The guy that pretends to be a humble farmer in Montana is the number one recipient of special interest dollars, and he votes with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris 99% of the time. The average Montanan doesn't even know that. They don't even know that because the media will cover it up because they're going to try to lie and pretend he's a farmer. He's not. He's a swamp creature. And I know that because I'm good friends with basically his godson, who used to love the guy years ago, doesn't even talk to him anymore because of what John Tester has become. Another guy who's from Montana, I won't mention his name because he'll get killed, but he's a business owner in Montana doing incredible things. And he told me, he's like, yeah, you know that John Tester growing up was like my godfather. I was like, what? I had no idea. And he goes, he's embarrassed about what has become of John Tester, and so should Montana. Get out there, vote. You have no choice. Your children's future, our country's future, depend on it. You've seen what the Democrats are pushing. You've seen what they're for. You've seen how quickly they were able to destroy a vibrant economy. You see how quickly they are to embrace never-ending wars that do nothing for the American taxpayer, except other than the American taxpayer has the privilege of funding them.
Voting against women's sports and much more. Donald Trump Jr., you got battleground states to win. We greatly appreciate your precious time this morning. Thanks so much for calling in. Quick break here on Montana Talks.
Democracy 24.
A whirlwind election year culminates tomorrow with Election Day. The candidates have been campaigning across swing states all weekend. Vice President Harris was in Charlotte, North Carolina, East Lansing, Michigan, and Janesville, Wisconsin.
So imagine on January 20th, it's either that, him fighting over his enemies list, or me working for you on my TV list.
Today, she's in Pennsylvania visiting multiple cities, as is the former president. He's been in North Carolina, Georgia, and Michigan as well.
Kamala, who's grossly incompetent, broke it. I will fix it. We're going to fix it. We're going to fix it quickly.
He wraps up today with a rally in Grand Rapids. Both campaigns took part in some of the early vote stats. Republican ballots nearly kept pace with Democratic ones, while women outpaced men in ballot returns. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
What was Donald Trump doing in an orange vest riding around in a garbage truck other than drawing lots of media coverage? Well, this dates back to President Biden making a blunder that hurt his vice president by saying that the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. Now, that choked off the generally favorable coverage of Kamala Harris on the Washington Ellipse. And it all goes back to a comedian at the Madison Square Garden rally saying, thought this was funny, that Puerto Rico is an island of floating garbage. Now, you might call this a garbage campaign because there's a lot of stunts and charges and countercharges back and forth. In fact, when Donald Trump said he's going to do it, that is protect women from illegal immigrant criminals, whether the women like it or not, that brought a sharp response from the vice president. I think this shows how they react in real time. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, what a phone call there from Donald Trump Jr. Yeah, this is really funny. I hope Caden's okay with me sharing this story. We got Caden Bjornstad filling in as our producer this morning and does a great job. He's filling in for Travis. Travis is taking a well-deserved day off today and getting a vacation day in. But yeah, Caden's filling in. A great, great young guy, does a great job for us. So Caden's answering the phones. I had just gotten an alert. Hey, I think Donald Trump Jr. might call into your show here any second. All of a sudden, boom, he calls into the show, and it was right around 8 a.m. You know, so we were in the middle of our Fox News update, you know, on our Montana Talks affiliates across the state. So I said, hey, you know, so I went briefly to Donald Trump Jr. on the phone. I said, hey, if you want to call back in like 6 minutes, that's when we'll be live on the air. You know, we're in the middle of the break right now. He said, okay, I'll call back. I'm in the car. I'm, you know, probably going to lose service here in a second. I'll call back. So we didn't know when he was going to be able to call back or whatever. But what's funny is I went into BS with Caden. And I said, hey, here's what we'll do. If we go to a commercial break, I'll keep recording audio with Donald Trump Jr. You can mute my mic so I'm not blaring out over top of the commercial breaks. And so it was funny. Caden says he answered the phone. And, you know, like our producer would do, our producer answers the phone when you call in. And by the way, the phone lines are open for you right now, 406-294-0970. Caden answers the call, and he's like, hey, caller, what's your name? Well, this is Donald Trump Jr. All right, well, what do you want to talk about this morning? He's like, this is Donald Trump Jr. And he's like, oh, yeah. It's like, because we've been going since oh dark 30 this morning, getting ready for the show and everything. Anyways, pretty funny. That was classic. Let's see here. Because I was telling him, I said, hey, how cool is that? You just got to chat with Donald Trump Jr. Anyway, pretty funny. All right, let's see. Who do we got on the phone lines here? We got Joe in Billings first up. Line two, if I'm not mistaken. There we go. Joe, what's going on? Thanks for sticking around.
Yeah, you bet. It was great hearing from Donald Trump Jr. So the two callers that you had prior to him were talking about Christians and voting, and they struck a nerve with me, so I just wanted to make a quick comment. If you look back, sometime in the 60s is about when only about 40% of Christians began to vote. And our country has definitely gone in the wrong direction, I think, since then. When Christians don't participate, and when they think that God is just going to take care of everything. So what I told my church and my Sunday school, you know, God, Jesus expects us to be good stewards of the stuff that he gives us. And that includes our money, the possessions that we have, and all Christians seem to know and understand that. But as a citizen of the United States of America, we have the right to vote. And that is something that is, we are supposed to be good stewards and use that to affect things for what is right. That's what Jesus expects, is that we're supposed to, you know, make things right or fight for what is right and good and to oppose evil. And when Christians don't vote, they really are voting. They're just voting for, I mean, they're allowing evil to prevail.
It's like driving down the road and watching an elderly woman get mugged on the street corner, and you just do nothing about it. You just do nothing about it. And, well, I'm just going to pray. Now, prayer is powerful. Prayer is important. But if you're seeing what is happening in this country right now and you aren't getting involved, it's crazy. There's about one third of self-described evangelical Christians, they say, don't even vote. Catholic voters, huge populace. I mean, look at Kamala Harris when she snubbed the Al Smith dinner, which is a big Catholic charity fundraiser. But put that aside for a moment. Remember, she attacked a federal judge nominee because the federal judge nominee was a member of the Knights of Columbus. And so if you're a Catholic, how can you just stand there and do nothing, right? I wish, I don't know if he's listening right now, Charles Garner. I got to remember how he phrased it, but he wrote a book called A Canary in a Coal Mine, Hope for a Culture in Freefall. And we did our show live from Bozeman a few months ago. It was earlier this summer. And I think it was before the Gallatin County Republican women were having a big luncheon, and my wife spoke, I spoke, he spoke, but he said something about how our country was specifically designed so that you, so that people of faith could decide the future of this country. That's exactly why this country was created. We don't rest on an earthly king, and so it's you, the people, that get to decide because of the rights that were given to you by the Creator. Anyways, it was a powerful message by Charles Garner. So I don't know if he's listening in right now. He could sum it up better than I could. Joe, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. Let's see. We've got who do we got next up? Francis in Big Fork. Francis, what's going on?
Well, I got two things. Well, a friend of mine, I called her, and she was on the beach in Hawaii, and she was so excited. She said there was a Trump parade going by on the ocean, and also they were asking people to send money to Sheehy, and that was really exciting because they're pretty liberal there in Hawaii. And then I was on Zoom with my cousins, and Carl said, well, my daughter just texted me, and she said, I voted, and I checked on see what my vote was. And I just for fun, I checked and see if my mom voted, who died 2 years ago. And sure enough, she did.
Oh,
this
that's
is in Kansas.
Oh, okay. Well, one of the biggest things they're trying to clean up right now is get non-citizens off the voter rolls in places like Virginia and elsewhere. And look at how the Joe Biden, Kamala Harris regime is using the weaponized Department of Justice to file lawsuits against these states to clean up their voter rolls. So to get the non-citizens off their voter rolls. But they'll claim they're not trying to cheat, right? Francis, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Frank Mealy, speaking of the Flathead Valley, Francis calling in from Big Fork. Frank Mealy, former Daily Interlake editor. He's got a great write-up at the Heartland Diary USA blog, How the Democrats and Media Finally Went Too Far. I certainly hope this is the case. I hope this is the November 6th story. He just published this on November 3rd. He just published this yesterday. But I think this will be the story here in Montana 2 days from now. How the Democrats and the media finally went too far. The Democrats and the media have gone too far with their BS attacks against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. They've gone too far with their BS attacks against Donald J. Trump. And it's just, it's an embarrassment for the Montana media. The way, just the other day, I saw the liberal Lee newspapers did a report on the Senate race, and they described John Tester as a moderate. It's like, what? You're calling him a moderate? The guy voted against the Keystone XL pipeline when it mattered the most. The guy has stood there and done nothing as our southern border, the gates have been flung wide open. The guy voted to allow men into women's sports. The list goes on and on and on. John Tester is a far left radical. But then he'll do the two-faced thing and come back here and pretend to be a moderate. Anyway, Frank Mealy writes this. The re-election of Donald Trump, and what I would say is as I share the words of Frank Mealy, I think you could also put this in context with the election here in Montana as well. The re-election of Donald Trump would represent, if not the single greatest comeback in political history, certainly the largest middle finger ever shown to the smug, self-centered, superior-minded elitists who think the rest of us are garbage. Of course, we didn't need President Biden to call us garbage for everyday Americans to know that what we care about means nothing to the establishment. But Biden obliged anyway and put an exclamation point to the final sorry week of Kamala Harris's galling campaign. Anyway, that's just part of what Frank Mealy wrote for the Heartland Diary USA blog, a great summary heading into Election Day here in Montana. Nancy in Roundup next up. Nancy, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, Montana Talks family. I have a comment about Penis the Squirrel that's going to tie in with your vote tomorrow. Penis the Squirrel is a story about our government and its authority. It's just out of control. You got 12 federal agents that bombarded this couple who's running an animal rescue in New York City, and they kept this family out on their front porch, their steps, out of their home, and they confiscated the squirrel and one of the rescue raccoons. And the point I'm trying to make here is if you vote, I mean, instead, you know, these federal agents, instead of fighting the Venezuelan gangs in New York City and the rats, they're going after this little squirrel. But the point I want to make is if you vote for Kamala Harris tomorrow, this is what you're going to get. You're going to get her tyrannical rants and rages and her so-called bureaucratic experts coming down on you. Or you can vote for President Trump, who doesn't want to control you. So the choice is yours. And just remember, when you vote for a presidential candidate, you're voting for 3,000 people. This is their cabinet and also the judges that they're going to put into power. And you can believe me that any judge that Kamala Harris would put into power is going to be just like the goofball Tim Walz is today. So keep this in mind when you vote tomorrow, and God bless all of you. Make the right choices for your country. And God bless Tim Sheehy and Donald Trump. You've got my vote.
All right, Nancy, great to hear from you. More phone calls right after this.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Peanuts the Squirrel, Peanuts the Squirrel, Peanuts the Squirrel. You guys are probably wondering, who is this squirrel? What is this squirrel story we keep hearing about? Well, Peanut the Squirrel. Yeah, I know, he suffered a harsher fate than P. Diddy. Peanut the Squirrel. Who is this Peanut the Squirrel? I know, I don't know all these Instagram influencers out there. So Peanut the Squirrel was a very friendly, very lovable, very popular squirrel. He became an Instagram social media sensation. And the state of New York had to send in the authorities to have Peanut killed. Kind of like, is it Pete the Raccoon? It was Kelly in Glasgow who told me about the lovable raccoon. Is it Pete the Raccoon is the lovable raccoon? Yeah, they whacked Pete the Raccoon as well here. And as thedailywire.com points out here, Peanut the Squirrel isn't the first defenseless animal the Democrats killed. From the Capitol Fox to Charlotte the Groundhog, Democrats have a wild track record. Yeah, they killed this squirrel. They don't have enough time to go after the illegal aliens that are killing innocent people, that are, you know, doing all sorts of crime in New York State. But boy, they went and got that squirrel. They got rid of Peanut just like that, didn't they? I just, as Montanans, of course, we're instantly intrigued by this story because they will go after this cute little squirrel. But they won't go after the wolves. In fact, they will throw the wolves on the baby lambs. Have you guys ever been to see, like, baby lambs? Do you know any of our wool grower friends? I've got some friends in Melville. And when our kids were little, we got to go bring them out to their ranch. And they got to see the baby lambs. Boy, those baby lambs, they're cuter than Peanut the Squirrel. They're cuter than Pete the Raccoon. But when these wolves go out and slaughter those baby lambs, They take the side of the wolves. They take the side of the predators. Isn't it so reminiscent of their policies across the board? They take the side of the people that are breaking into this country and destroying our communities. I mean, it's just, it's this peanut, the squirrel. It's so symbolic of the craziness in this country right now, where they will go after, you know, the innocent. They will go after these nice little things. But man, they will let, you know, they will let these predators just continue to prey on their on our communities here. Phone lines are open, 406-294-0970. Plus, we got some messages in here on the Montana Talks app. Michael in Bozeman says this, as Neil Peart wrote, if you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. That's referencing the people that sit on the sidelines and then pretend to be so virtuous by not voting. Joe in Billings, thanks for taking the time to visit with me on the phone today. I just listened to the lady who mentioned a lady who passed away 2 years ago voting. I told my kids, please don't let me vote Democrat after I die. Owen in Bozeman says, let's not forget that John Tester voted to allow the Biden administration to withhold federal funding from schools that taught hunters safety programs. That's right, Owen. Thanks for that reminder. There's been so many bad votes by flip-flop, flat-top liberal Senator John Tester that it's hard to keep track of all of his anti-Montana votes, isn't it? Jerry in the Flathead Valley up next. Jerry, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Good morning. You were great to be at Sykes this summer. Need to. I have a couple of comments. Just earlier this morning on 88.1 up here in the Flathead Valley, Michelle Bachman was on the James Dobson Family Talk program. If anybody can listen to her, she is spot on about what's going on in our politics. The reason I called, when they are talking about negatively about Tim C and the gun shot that he did get or didn't get, I had gone several years ago to a lady's pistol class. So after the didactic and the classroom was done, we're out on the shooting range, and a lady next to me told the instructor, I don't think this gun feels right. I'm not going to shoot it anymore, which was fine. Went to another station, and it was toward the end of the class, and I had observed, he finished the whole class, and I had observed that his gun was soaking, or his very thick leather glove was really saturated with blood, and he was smart to have actually kept it on. And for people, where it might be a ricochet gun, because when I used to play racquetball, you have to calculate where the ball is going, but that could be like a bullet also. So anyway, this lady went to a different station. This guy didn't let on at all that he was injured. But boy, when I was the last one to leave, and he is speeding past me, going into ER to get himself obviously treated. So I throw out to people, think about that it might have been a ricochet also. And I had heard that somebody was saying it was a 45. I shot that just once, and they are loud, and they are big bullets. I don't see how it could possibly.
The National Shooting Sports Foundation actually looked at, they looked at all the evidence, just like I looked at all this evidence 6 months ago, and their conclusion was, yeah, like what Tim Sheehy is saying here is completely spot on in what the Democrats are claiming. There's no way what they are claiming could have actually happened. You know what's interesting? Here, Jerry, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. You know what I find really interesting about this whole story is, because we dove into this story 6+ months ago and figured out, okay, the Democrats have nothing here. If anything, the more that I've read about this story, it's like, wow, Tim Sheehy took a bullet for his men and stayed quiet about it to continue protecting the men serving alongside him. Wow, I had even more respect for Tim Sheehy after I read all the facts of this deal here. But you know what I find interesting? Because we've made the point here. Who would you believe? The Democrats, John Tester, they have this ponytail, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders donor, trashing Tim Sheehy. He didn't even serve in the same unit as Tim Sheehy on the deployment, but that's the guy they used to bash Tim Sheehy. On the other hand, you've got all these Navy SEALs, like Bo Richenbeck here in Billings, Montana, like Greg Putnam. He's got a ranch in Martinsdale, Montana, saying, no, they served with Tim Sheehy. And all these men that served with Tim Sheehy have his back. In fact, Bo Richenbeck talked about how Tim Sheehy helped save his life after he lost both of his legs in Afghanistan. But the Democrats and the media, they want to believe the ponytail guy that donated to Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. I think there's a reason some Democrats not only want to believe this story, but the reason they believe John Tester's attacks is because they can't understand why anybody would take a bullet for their men and then stay quiet about it. See, because all they know is that if they were in his shoes, they would throw anybody else under the bus if it meant advancing their own careers. They don't care who they tear down in the process. Because that's all they've known. That's all they've seen from their leaders. I mean, think about it. The men and women that served post 9/11, and I think some of you who served even pre 9/11 would say the same thing. How many of you saw how quickly these Washington politicians and the Pentagon, some of the folks at the Pentagon, how quick they were to throw our service members under the bus? How quick they were to want to throw you behind bars for making a split-second decision in combat when it was the life of your men that was on the line? See, they're so used to their Washington politicians and their bureaucrats at the Pentagon throwing soldiers under the bus to advance their own careers that they just can't believe that there's somebody who would actually take a bullet for their men and then stay quiet about it. That's because so many of them did not serve. Anyway, I find that very interesting. Hey, let me tell you, some of you are dealing with pain. You've got arthritis. You're dealing with that bone-on-bone constant pain. Maybe it was from, you know, an injury while you were in service. Maybe it was just something that developed over time. But now you can't get out there and go hunting this fall because you're afraid, even if I can, you know, get the hike up to the deer or the elk, how am I going to haul that thing out of there? I got so much pain going on right now. Well, if that's you, let me tell you about QC Kinetics. They have cutting-edge treatments that accelerate your own body's healing properties. They want to get you moving again without surgery and without the drugs, the natural way. They specialize in regenerative medicine. That's where they take the healing properties that are already in your body and put them directly into your achy joints. You can call QC Kinetics right now for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics for a free consultation.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This vision of hers, mandatory gun buybacks, it is as radical and extreme, and they've never wanted to focus on it. Donald Trump is mean and he's bad. And so they have not been doing as well as they can, and they have now just settled on fascist. They have settled on Nazi. They have settled on racist. They have purposely taken him out of context, and they have said the most vile, hateful things of anybody. And on top of it, we're all garbage. Irredeemable, deplorable, bitter Americans clinging to our God, guns, Bibles, religion, and garbage. That's who we are.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
You know, autumn leaves, they're beautiful until they start clogging up your gutters. You're busy enough this season without having to get up on a ladder, that horrible, dirty job, and clean out your gutters. Whether you're tired of unclogging your gutters or you don't even know what they look like, well, it's time for a permanent solution to protect your biggest investment, your home, and that is Leaf Filter. And right now, you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/Hannity. Now, clogs aren't just a nuisance. They can cause extensive water damage. Let Leaf Filter's trusted pros help protect your home from flooding, roof damage, rotting siding, foundation issues, and much more. They're going to clean out, realign, seal your gutters before they even install leaf filter and their award-winning patented technology. Never get on a ladder and clean out those gutters again with leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Get your free inspection up to 30% off your entire purchase. Go to leaffilter.com/Hannity. That's leaffilter.com/Hannity today. See representative for warranty details.
Securing America.
The U.S. military had a successful recruiting year in fiscal 2024 following a couple of leaner years where goals were not met. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Patrick Rutter.
We must continue to recruit and retain the best that our country has to offer.
But Dr. Katie Helen, the Director of Military Ascension Policy, says recent data shows why that's been harder lately.
The majority of youth have never even considered military service as an option.
A shift to more modern methods of communication is helping. Navy Rear Admiral Jim Waters.
We ramped up our presence on social media, expanded our esports efforts, and employed creative talent in our award-winning Sailor Versus YouTube series.
And all agree that the goal is, as Marine Major General William Bauer says,
we compete for the very best young people in every zip code in our nation.
315 Helena, Montana, 59624.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I mean, this really sums it up, right? This sums it up. Donald Trump Jr. just earlier, he talked about how Western civilization is on the line with tomorrow's elections. Our country is either going this way or that way. Our world is either going this way or that way. Tim Sheehy would take a bullet for your sons and daughters. John Tester not only would throw your sons and daughters under the bus, he already has. He already has. You remember the service members we had on this show right here? We had a career Air Force service member. Deployment after deployment after deployment. He'd already been given exemptions from every other vaccine. When he was being kicked to the curb, did John Tester do a dang thing for him? No. Because John Tester will throw your sons and daughters under the bus. Tim Sheehy will take a bullet for him. What else do you need to know? What else do you need to know? Seriously. All right, let's go to Brad Molnar, State Senator Brad Molnar on the phone lines. I know we're short on time. Brad, what's going on?
Thank you for letting me back on, Aaron. As you know, one of the things I've been very concerned about is the $495,000 in dark money that's being laid on the Public Service Commission race over in western Montana, all the counties that border Idaho. I checked the financials. Money is still pouring into the dark money side, and money from across the nation, from environmental law firms, et cetera, is still going to Elena Evans with only a couple days to go. There has been zero press coverage on this. I just checked again. We can lose all sublevels of government in Montana to dark money if people actually reward this with a vote. If the press continues to ignore it and talk about other things that supposedly would be of more interest. $500,000 to take over an entire agency is cheap, and they would get their money back in less than a year. All of it would be in utility ratepayers' bills. People need to come to understand this. I'm having no luck getting it out other than you, my friend, and I appreciate it.
Well, hey, that's why we appreciate you calling in, because even if I wasn't smart enough to get to it, well, you can call in and make sure we get to it. Yeah, no, Brad Molnar, you're running for PSC seat two, and this out-of-state left-wing environmental dark money that's flooding into the state to back Democrat candidates for the PSC, it's so important that you called in with that update, because it's a reminder of what Donald Trump Jr. talked about earlier in the hour. You have got to defeat the far left up and down the ticket. You've got to vote for the Sons of Montana for the Montana Supreme Court. You've got to vote for candidates like Brad Molnar and these Republican candidates for the Public Service Commission. What do you think the far left will do if they have a foothold on the Public Service Commission? They will deliberately drive up the price of electricity. They will deliberately drive up the price of power, all in the name of climate change. Now, I appreciate that update. Yeah, if you've never voted solid red before, this sounds like your year, if you ask me. Yeah, I'll tell you what, yeah, they're going to want to kick you in the teeth when it comes to the price of electricity. They already have, in a way, with their far-left Green New Deal policies. But if you've been kicked in the teeth, and I'm not just talking figuratively anymore, I'm talking literally, you've got a whole bunch of problems with your teeth. You've got a whole bunch of dental problems. I'm not just talking about one tooth knocked out, two teeth knocked out. I'm talking about several missing or failing teeth. Or maybe you're somebody that has loose-fitting dentures, and you just can't stand wearing those stinking dentures. Well, let me tell you about Yellowstone Family Dental. There's people that travel all across the country here to Montana to see our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental because they got the latest technology and specialized training. They can get you your new dental implants, a new set of teeth in just one day. I've checked out their facilities. It's incredible. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com.